My name is Acharya Sampurnananda Avadhut.
And tell me, why did you become a Margi?
I became Margi in 1978.
And why?
Because I came to know that this Ananda Margi is a spiritual organization and they are giving some spiritual teaching. So for learning a spiritual teaching, I joined that time. I was not knowing much about Ananda Marg that time.
And when was your first meeting with Baba? What was that like?
Yeah, in when Baba was giving Dharma Samiksha, it may be 1980. Yeah.
Right. And
I joined, and from in Dharma Samiksha itself, I decided to become full-timer worker of Ananda Marg. So after 1 month, I went to training center, took training, and 81. From 81, I started to work as a full-timer worker.
And when you met Baba, what did he say to you?
In Dharma Samiksha I met after, and again after coming from training center I met.
And what was it like meeting him? What did he say? How did he appear? Was it very blissful? Was he very angry or sweet?
No, he was very sweet. And at the time of Dharma Samiksha, he told that you will have to do social work. You will have to work for the society.
Right.
Yeah. So in my mind also, from beginning time, from my childhood, it was going on that I should become sannyasi. Uh-huh. When I came to know Ananda Marg and met Baba in Dharma Samiksha, then I was fully confirmed that I must become sannyasi. And if I am becoming sannyasi, so then I will have to become the sannyasi of Ananda Marg. I will have to work for Baba. And after 1 month, I went to training center. And after taking training a few months, I came and posting order, and I started to work as a full-time worker.
And can you share with us some of your best experiences with Baba?
When Baba left his physical body, that time I went to do prachar work. And at that time all workers and Baba, the Margis were shocked. Nobody was believing that Baba has left us or Baba will live very short. So everybody is confirmed that Baba will not live just so quickly. So after leaving his physical body, all Margis and workers become shocked that Baba has gone, Baba has left his physical body. So in that time, in my mind, many things are there. Many things means to convince Margi that Baba has not left his physical body suddenly, but due to his he had a plan. According to his planning, or according to his plan, he left his physical body. To prove this thing, I had that time many points to convince Margi that you should not become so anxious or so unhappy. Baba is with us. Baba, according to his planning, he left his physical body. So no problem, we should work for Baba. Baba is always with us. So I thought I should move in field and convince Margi that they should not become unhappy and happily they should work for Baba. So many places I called Margi brothers and sisters, and they assembled. Then I told many things and many points for to convince that he has not left us. unplanned, in unplanned way. His planning was like that, and according to his plan, he left us. In this connection, many places I visited. Then I went to one place in India, Bhagalpur district, near Jamalpur. Yeah. Near Jamalpur, there is Bhagalpur. In Bhagalpur district, one place is Barahat. There we are having a big school. So I went there. Then I visited one college, still college is there. I visited college, one lecture. I gave one lecture, many students learned meditation. Then I told school teacher, our school teacher, that they are from different villages. So I told all the teacher that you arrange meeting in your village, I will address the people. So in many villages, meeting held, then it is a story of one village. I told teachers that you should not arrange meeting in any places of God or Goddess, like here the Kaliasthan or Durgasthan, like this, because they are slaughtering the animals occasionally. So I will have to speak against of them, but at that place that is happening, so it will be some not psychological. But they have arranged a meeting in Durgasthan. Even I told that it should not arrange meeting these places. Then anyway, evening time was, it is time of evening, so it is difficult to change the place. Then I thought, okay, I will not speak about meat and fish and slaughtering everything. But in my discourse or in my lecture, many people ask about meat and fish, etc., whether we should take or not. Then I told many ways, I tried to make them understand that you should not take. It is a human body is for vegetarian food. And many reasons I told everything, whatever I was knowing. I told to convince them that you should not take meat and fish. After completing a meeting, one of the listener, his age was that time about 70 years. So in meeting, different types of people were there, children and young and old, educated, uneducated. So it is a mixture of many kinds of people. Anyway, that village people ask me one thing. You know, in India, there is India-Pakistan. Pakistan always, India-Pakistan many time battle. They have happened. So maximum there is Hindu population. So we deliver lecture only Hindu people, not amongst Muslim, because they will not listen and they will not give importance. So then that people told, you are a broker of Pakistan. I asked how I am broker of Pakistan. Because you are telling that we should not take meat and fish. But Pakistani people taking meat and fish so much. So by taking food, that type of food, he will become so strong. Indian people will become weak. So when there will be fight, then India will be defeated by Pakistani people. So you are broker of Pakistan. I thought, how I should convince that I am not broker of Pakistan? So I was thinking how I should convince him. So I was thinking. I asked, whatever you have told, I have not understand. I could not understand. Please you repeat it. Because my purpose was to take time to think or call Baba. How Baba, you give some point there. So I should become able to convince him. So he repeated. Again, and no point came in my mind. I was calling in my mind, Baba, 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 you please help me. So then I again told, please again, once more you repeat. I could not understand properly whatever you are telling or whatever you have told. So again, third time he repeated. Then suddenly in my mind came one point. Then I told, oh, okay. Now I understood. So I told, oh, yeah, I have understood your whatever you are telling, I have understood. I will tell how I am not broker of Pakistan, or I will answer this thing, your question, later. First, I want to discuss about Ramayana. You know, in India, Ramayana, the people are like everywhere. So they told, yes, Swamiji, you discuss about, you tell something about Ramayana. I told, but you know, I am not a scholar of Ramayana. I am not knowing much. I am knowing little bit. Okay, no problem. Whatever you know, you can speak. I told in Ramayana, you know, Ram and Ravan. You may be knowing some Ramayana.
Yeah, yeah.
So Ram and Ravan, there was a fight between Ram and Ravan. So I told, Ram was defeated by Ravan. No, they are telling. No, Swami, you don't know. Even this much you don't know. I told, in the beginning itself, I told that I am not knowing much. So who won or who defeated? Well, Rama is Marjada Purushottam Ram. So he defeated Ravana. Ravana was defeated by Ram. Then I told, Rama was taking so much meat and fish, mutton. No, Swamiji. Ram. Chi. Oh. Ram will take meat and fish and mutton. No. So, means he was not taking, I asked. Yes, he was not taking this. Then I thought Ravana was not taking all these things. They told, no, Ravana, all brothers or family, they are taking this meat, fish, and mutton so much. They are Rakshasa. So they were taking. Then I asked, so who won? Who was taking meat and fish? Or who are not taking meat and fish? Then they are thinking, what I should tell, now he is compelled to tell that thing. He told, no, who was not taking meat and fish, who, he, they or he won. Then I told, How you are telling me that I am broker of Pakistan? Then they had nothing to tell me. So Baba, at that time, in my mind, no point was there. And how I should convince, what I should tell. Then Baba said, Baba, it is a grace of Baba that Baba has given point. And I became able to convince him. So it is in the of one experience.
One more. Meeting Baba, talking to Baba.
Again, please.
Do you have any experience talking to Baba, Baba talking to you?
No, in reporting one, it is experience or whatever you may tell, that in reporting, once in reporting, Baba asked me, that in reporting, no, people, Baba asked many questions, why we have not done this work and that work and this. So people used to tell that, okay, Baba, I have not done, but I will do, I am giving word within short period, within this much period, I will do. So likewise, I told that, Baba, I will do, I will be able to do within this much period. So then he told me, then he left me. He again, another worker came like that. Reporting completed. So in between, I went out from the hall, and because who was once appeared before Baba, after dealing, they should go out of the hall, reporting hall. So I also went. Then after completing the meeting, reporting, again some person came me and called, told that Baba is calling you. So again I came. Then Baba asked, Pijadada and other workers, central workers, that, he was one of them, that he was telling, yes, I will do work, I within this much period, within this much period, like that. So how he will do, you ask, how he will do that work within this period? I told, Baba, I will do by your grace. No, how I will do? Then after speaking something, I kept mum. Then they started to beat me. After beating, again he is asking, it was an incident of in 84. In every week, in every week there was Dhar Mahachakra in India in 84. So I also went to many places, and it was place was Varanasi. So in Varanasi reporting was going on. So so he told to you have taken in cup. You have taken something. What you have taken? In Varanasi, meet your arrangement of my local Margi that to feed the dadas and didis free. And they were giving in cup, they were giving vegetables and then chapati. So I told Baba, I took vegetable in cup and chapati. Vegetable is not prohibited. So I'm not telling about vegetable. You can take vegetable. But we have taken what he means to tell that we have taken something that we should not take, should take. Then I am remembering I have nothing, took something what we should not take. Then they were beating, Baba, beat. He is not speaking what he has taken. Then I was kept mum. You see, I have not taken anything. Baba is asking what we have taken, what I should answer, how I should tell lie to Baba. I have not taken. So I told already that I have not taken anything, what I should not take, took, what I should not take. But even Baba is telling no. So I kept mum. They are beating. So he will not. Till he is not speaking, you should beat. So I was keeping mom there.
GS was beating?
Yeah, GS and PA. Then they become tired. One person is holding this. One holding this hand, another 2%, two legs. Like that. One person beating. So beating. Then PA became tired. Then he hand over his stick to another central dada.
Was it hurting very much?
Yeah.
Hurting a lot?
Yes. So I was very much surprised and very much, what is happening? I don't know, Baba is telling, they are beating this much. Then central worker are telling slowly, you should tell something. So they are sympathetically, they were telling that he should tell something, even lie, so that beating should be stopped. But I was thinking, how I should speak lie before Guru? Before Guru should not speak lie. So I was not telling anything. Then, but beating was one stick is broken. Then another stick came. My body became black and red. Here and there. Then I thought that I should speak lie. Then I told Baba, I was taking vegetable. In cup there was vegetable. In vegetable there was garlic. I spoke lie. Then he telling, oh, this is now. Now he told after so much beating. Then you leave him. So that day was fasting day. I was on fast. So I went to my bed and lie down. And people will talk. Our dada called a doctor. Doctor came. They have given some medicine. I took medicine. Then second day afternoon, I broke my fast. then I was thinking, I have not taken any mistake. I have not taken anything that I should not take. But even then, Baba has beaten. Baba has beaten this much. What is the reason? What should be reason? So then I stopped thinking. After 1 month, one point came in my mind that, oh. Before I was thinking, when I was going to reporting before Baba is not telling anything, not talking anything. Anything good or bad for me, he's good worker or he's bad worker, he has done works of proper, he is working properly or not properly, nothing, no. So I was thinking, oh, Baba is not talking anything when I used to appear before Baba. I think I was, perhaps I'm not in my mind of Baba. This type of thinking growing in my mind. So after 1 month, after this incident, I was searching answer. Then I came to know, I was convinced that, oh, I am asking. I was thinking that perhaps I am not in the mind of Baba. Baba is not talking anything when I used to appear before Baba. Perhaps that is why Baba talked so much, many things told me, scolded, and many things asked, and so much beating. I was thinking that even he should beat me, that he was not even beating. So nothing, he is not beating, not scolding, not appreciating, nothing, no talk.
Now he is.
I was thinking before, yeah. So now, I was thinking like that. So Baba, according to Baba, Baba gave order to beat me. I have faced this type of situation. Baba scolded also, Baba asked also many things, and Baba, I got beating also. Oh, then perhaps that is why this happened. Again, some person told, I said this thing to another senior Dada. One of her Dada told, yes, you are thinking properly. Whatever you thought, answer came in your mind, that is correct. But one Dada told, no, you are very simple person. You don't know how to talk lie. So Baba taught you to take lie. But I was convinced whatever I came in my mind. So means I was thinking, whatever I was thinking, Baba gave experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So be careful what you think.
Huh?
Be careful what you think.
Before I was thinking that when I am going to Baba, in reporting, going to Baba, appearing with before Baba, Baba is not talking with me,
yeah.
Baba is not beating, Baba is not scolding, anything, nothing. So I am something, my mind is coming, I am not in the mind of Baba. So it is very much an unbearable thing.
So now he is.
Now I am happy. I was happy after getting beating and scolding. Oh, this is, that is why. Now I am in the mind of Baba. Then there is Ganga River. Patna is situated on the bank of Ganga River. So another, that time, steamer carrying people from this side, this bank to that bank. So at the side of Ganga, at the side of Patna, there is Mahendru Ghat, from where steamer start. And another side there was Pahleja Ghat. So Mahendru Ghat to Pahleja Ghat, steamer was running. So people cross the river by steamer. So Baba, how he went to another side, Hajipur, that I don't know, but when he was coming from Hajipur, so his plan is to cross the Ganga River by steamer. In that steamer, one Margi brother was working. He was one of the staff of the steamer. So he came to know that after 2 days, Baba will cross the Ganga and he will reach to Patna by this steamer. So he became very happy, and he thought, oh, it is a very good thing for me, it is pleasure for me, I will get chance to meet Baba so near, closely. So if I, when I will meet Baba, what I should offer something to Baba. Then he was thinking that, then how, what I should offer? After thinking few minutes, one point came in his mind. Oh, why not I should offer milk to Baba, because I am having cow. So I will offer, I should offer milk of that cow to Baba. And finally he decided, oh yes, it will be okay. So I should offer milk to Baba that time. So 2 days passed, suppose today is that particular day. So Baba today Baba will cross the Ganga River by steamer, by that steamer where Margi was working. So that Margi brother, more early in the morning, he took bath, and he have make it neat and clean to cow also. And one particular, he clean one pot for milk, and he himself, he was milking, and after milking he heated the milk and in pot, with pot which was with cover. So he took milk in that pot and went to his duty, and he came to Mahendra Ghat, and from another side steamer was coming. So from another side steamer came, he joined his duty. Now again it is going to Paleja Ghat, from Mahendra Ghat to Paleja Ghat, means from Patna to Hajipur. So slowly it reached that side, Paleja Ghat. Then Baba and his team was waiting, steamer reached there. Then some Margi came and make proper place for Baba in steamer. And Baba sat in steamer at that particular place. And around that Baba, before that Baba, three sides, many Dadas and Margi brothers and sisters. Baba started to talk. Baba is speaking something spiritual and some devotional things. So all Margi brothers and sisters and Dada are so much happy. And the weather is also, the weather is also so much pleasant. That time there was no, now it is winter, now it is so cold, and now it is hot, so pleasant weather was there. So in that way also it is pleasant weather, and in a spiritual way also it is so much pleasant weather, that Baba, they are sitting before Baba, and Baba is very happily speaking something devotional and spiritual. So all are enjoying. Then a steamer started, and slowly it is crossing the river. Then that particular Margi was thinking, oh, then how and when I should offer milk to Baba. But I don't know the formalities or the way how should offer. Baba is speaking, all Margi brothers, sisters are listening. So in between I should go and hand over milk to Baba. It will be proper way. it will be proper formality or not. So he was not understand. He was unable to understand how I should offer. Then he asked one senior margi. He was that senior margi was from Patna. His name was Braj Bihari. So Braj Bihari ji, but he was also unable to guide him. He went to P.A. Dada. Actually, P.A. Dada is not just near Baba, but he was sitting some away from Baba. He was relaxing. So that senior Margi asked to P.A. Dada that, see Dada, this Margi brother working in this steamer, and he brought milk for Baba. He want to offer milk to Baba. So when and how he should offer, he don't know. So please guide, and please you tell how he will do this work. Then P.A. Dada became angry. Oh, what are you thinking? Baba is a layman. Baba is so important personality. So Baba will take anything, drink or food here and there in the way. Baba will not take anything. So in a scolding mood, he told like this. So that Margi become very unhappy, and he became so much sad. And now he think, oh, you can imagine, I can't express. Before he was so happy, so full of devotion that, I will get chance to offer something to Baba. But now it is, now it is clear that he will not get chance. So he became very unhappy and sad. And he went to some away, and he said, he says, sitting sadly. So this time happened like this. Now we come to Baba. What is position of Baba? What is going on in Baba's mind, or what is thinking? Baba, what is thinking? Then Baba was giving and telling something good or spiritual or devotional in very pleasant way or very happy mind. He stopped, and he also became so sad. So all brothers and sisters are asking, talking each other, oh, what happened to Baba? What happened to Baba? How I Baba became sad and he stopped talking? So one person thought, I should call P.A. Dada. P.A. Dada can manage, or P.A. Dada will tell something. So Baba, he will do something so that Baba will become pleased, and again he will start his devotional speech. So one Margi brother, went to Dada, P.A. Dada, and he asked Baba, Dada, you come to Baba, you see Baba is so sad, and he just stopped talking. Then P.A. Dada came. See, yes, Baba is very sad. He was seeing Baba and thinking, what I should tell, why he become sad, and how his sadness will go. How he will become normal or happy. Few minutes he thought, then he asked Baba, Baba, you want to drink water? Then Baba is telling, no, I don't want to take water. I want to take milk. So, then the P.A. Dada asked, oh, Braj Bihari Dada, you called that Margi brother who was just before, few minutes before he was ready to offer milk to Baba.
You call, call, call.
Then he called that Margi brothers. Brother, you come with milk. Baba want to take milk. Baba himself asked that he will take milk. So come with milk, please. So again he came with milk. One glass was there and tumbler was there. So Pidada told that you in tumbler you keep milk and off you yourself hand over to Baba. So that Margi brother took milk in tumbler and offered to the Baba. Baba, please. So Baba took milk. He took some of almost half milk, and he left half milk. Then he's asking, "Oh, from where you have brought this milk?" "Baba, it is I am having cow. It is a milk of that cow." "Oh, it is very sweet, very sweet, very tasty. I'm very much pleased." Then that Margi brother, with full of devotion, he realizing Baba's grace or devotion, and his tears is going out. So he became so much happy. So Baba knows, Baba know all the minds of each and every minds, each and every people, each and every creature, what is going on in his mind, what is he thinking, how much he has devotion or how much he is doing work, what everything.